The Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division is investigating the death of a 45-year-old Clara Braxton of Independence County. Ms. Braxton's body was discovered after a December 8, 2024, officer-involved shooting in Festus, Missouri. At approximately 11 a.m. that day, the Festus Police Department responded to reports of an active shooter at a White Castle restaurant there. The suspect, later identified as 40-year-old Jarrett W. Cousins of Bradford, Arkansas, fled the scene in a Dodge Ram truck. Police officers from Festus and Crystal City attempted to stop the vehicle before it was struck a concrete median, stopping in front of a Crystal City shopping center on Truman Boulevard. Cousins exited the vehicle wearing body armor and armed with multiple firearms. The suspect discharged his weapons and officers returned fire, striking the suspect. Cousins was transported to a Missouri hospital where he remains in critical but stable condition. Officers found Braxton deceased in the front passenger seat of Cousins' vehicle. Cousins is charged with one count of first-degree assault or attempt, serious physical injury or special victim, and one count of armed criminal action. He is being held without bond. A Pineville man has been arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. 30-year-old Caleb Scott Welch was arrested after he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend, ramming her vehicle, pushed her grandmother, and tried to take her 3-year-old boy. The incident happened on November 30th on Dolph Road in Izzard County. During the incident, Welch was driving his work truck, which belongs to Bruner Hill Water Association. It sustained heavy damage. Welch is facing 2 felony counts of aggravated assault and 1 felony count of endangering the welfare of a minor, along with misdemeanor counts of third-degree domestic battery and second-degree criminal mischief. He is being held in the Izzard County Detention Center without bond. A man from Batesville has been arrested after he allegedly hit a deputy in the face. On Monday, 64-year-old Victor McCurry Chapman of Batesville exited his vehicle as the deputy approached after refusing to cooperate with the deputy's request. He allegedly punched the deputy in the face. The two began to fight, and Chapman punched the deputy again. He has been charged with felony second-degree battery and 3 misdemeanors, including resisting arrest. He is being held on $20,000 bond. 3 people were injured in an accident south of Willow Springs Wednesday morning. The Highway Patrol says that a 51-year-old woman from West Plains suffered moderate injuries, and a 28-year-old male and an 18-year-old male, both from West Plains, both suffered minor injuries. The accident happened when the 51-year-old attempted to cross the highway, and her vehicle was hit by the vehicle that the 18-year-old was driving. All 3 of the injured were taken to Ozarks Healthcare. The accident happened on Highway 63, 5 miles south of Willow Springs. A man from Koshkonong was arrested by the Highway Patrol Wednesday night. The patrol reports that 32-year-old Logan Clark was arrested on a felony Oregon County warrant for larceny. He was taken to the Oregon County Jail. On Tuesday night, the Marion County Quorum Court voted to dismiss all the library board members. The actions were taken after former library director Dana Scott was arrested last week on charges of tampering with public records and failing to pay or file taxes. The fired board members will be allowed to ask for reappointment. Another pharmacy in southern Missouri is set to close. Walgreens in Mountain View will close January 7th. Walgreens has already closed pharmacies in Willow Springs and Houston. Customers are being directed to the Walgreens in West Plains. On Wednesday, Larry Sisson with the Salvation Army in Oregon County was on the gift prayer line and made an announcement of a big donation.
We had some good news I got yesterday or night before, I think. We got a company or a corporation here that called Cozy Cottage Estates, and they build houses and homes in Pocahontas and Ash Flat. They're starting to do some cabins in Hardy, and they got plans for Thayer and Alton. They're going to sponsor us with $5,000 in matching funds. That'll happen on Friday, December the 20th, Saturday, December 21st, Monday, December 23rd, and Tuesday, December 24th. We'll have 4 days to raise $5,000. And if we're able to raise $5,000, well, that will be $10,000.
Larry said that does not include all locations.
I do mention one other thing, that the matching funds is only for the Thayer area. It does not include Alton, and it won't include the counter kettles. It will just include Walmart, Harps, and Hirsch.
He said they still need bell ringers.
Of course, we still need bell ringers, 817-706-1896. We ring through Christmas Eve, which will be December the 24th, every day except Sunday.
Call to volunteer at 817-706-1896.